Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling in today because we are conducting a short survey. This is like a one-minute survey with just one particular question, and trying to see if you can help us out.
What's up, man?
All right, perfect. So this has a short introduction. After reading the introduction, I would just ask you that question. So the introduction reads, I'm calling because Arlington, Alexandria, and Fairfax County needs your help. So Northern Virginia is facing rising prices, business failures, foreclosures, homelessness, and a surge in violent crime, including rape. Even if you're not registered to vote, you can still vote until November the 5th. Just find your polling
Get
station.
Get to the question, brother. Get to the question, because I'm doing my part of sending all this American money to Ukraine to fight that fucking war. So, yeah, I'm doing my part as a taxpayer. So what's the question you got, man, so I can get on about my day so I can pay about Uncle Sam?
All right, thank you, sir. So what do you believe is the biggest problem facing our community and the nation?
The government.
That's
the government, dude. Yeah, you know, the government pretends to be for the people, but we clearly see it's not, you know. So I think people need to really start buckling down and being less depending on the government, because when you take power out of the government's hand, that's when they're not needed. And I think then when you're not needed, then you start making changes. But as long as you're needed, you know, you don't make no changes. So, you know, the problem with this country, I believe, the homelessness, the fact that, you know, it's the government wants it to be better for you. You can make more money by not working than you can by working. You know, so the government wants you dependent on them, you know. Until we become a country that's not dependent on a government, we're going to have these problems, man. You know what I mean?
I understand. That's true. It's true, sir.
We don't take care of our own. We don't take care of our own, you know. I mean, you know, as long as we're voting blue or red, you know, we're going to be divided as people, you know. You know, and the blue and red, all they tell us is white and black. No, it's not white and black. It's blue and red is the problem that's causing the divide in this country. It's not what color skin you are, you know. They just want you to believe that. You know, when the white and blacks come together and quit buying into the red and blue bullshit, we'll be all right as a country. But until then, you know, it's whatever propaganda is being pushed by both sides. I think they're both a bunch of crooks, dude. And I believe that's the problem with this country is these rich-ass people in politics, dude. They pretend to give a shit, but they don't give a shit about you. If you don't get out there and get it, dog, you ain't going to get it.
That's true, that's true. They're just aiming for the money. That's
yeah.
What it is.
As far as what side I'm pulling for, dude, I think both sides are a fucking disgrace. I can't stand either one of them. You know.
That's my
opinion. I mean, you know, you got a bunch of billionaires telling poor people what it's like to be poor. Come on, bro. You know. You got a bunch of billionaires having problems at the grocery stores and problems with child care and insurance. Yeah. You know, you feel my pain. You know, I'm sure you do. You hear me down here. You hear me down here once every 4 years, ain't that right? Huh? That's the problem with this country, brother, is we're only heard once every 4 years.
That's true, that's true. A lot of people don't even know about, just hear them once election comes around.
Exactly. You know, it's it's a soap opera, dude. It's a damn soap opera, and that's scary.
That's true. Then I would like to thank you, sir, for your time helping us out with the survey. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day, then. Take care.
You too, buddy. Bye.
Bye.